This one's been on fire for a distressingly long amount of time.
No, they're not on fire anymore. I used to point.
I'm technically always a little bit on fire, Sundog.
Yeah, I guess. But a normal amount of fire. The usual amount of fire.
I missed this.
A no-alarm amount of fire. Like a pilot light.
Alright, let's let Cat...
Sorry, I was, I'll continue to let Ape spin his wheels while I do some Googling real quick.
Like, if you called the fire department for this, we'd be like, no, that is normal. Never call us again unless you are actually on fire. Actually, if you are on fire, probably have somebody else call us because you would melt the phone. I don't think the fire department would actually say that.
This planet is so insane.
Yes. Welcome.
Not everybody on this planet is like this. There are quite a few people that are normal.
Okay, but also, at the same time, you do have people that are like this.
So space has people that are like this.
Yes, but at least it's normal across an entire species. This one person is just on fire, but also on water all the time. How's that possible?
How do you manage to, you know, do your thing?
Okay, wait, that's not a thing that everybody can do?
Hey, dude, bro, Broski. The last time I saw you, we were fighting aboard a giant space casino that we just dumped into a black hole.
Yeah.
The person who is on fire is fairly mild in comparison.
No?
Yes?
No,
because... I can say things with an upward inflection at the end, too.
James, no, not everybody can do that. In fact, I would go so far as to say probably only you can do that.
I thought that...
What was it they can do besides lose?
Okay, first of all, fuck you.
Oh my god, I can't remember the fucking word. For what James does.
Ricochet.
He shoots guns
ricochet.
Weird.
Accurately ricochet his shots. Using, like, I always just assumed it was a cosmic power.
Like, I just thought everybody could do
that. It specifically says impossible angles. Sorry, it specifically says impossible angles on the spreadsheet, or the sheet here.
Yeah, it does. Okay. It is a cosmic power. He's just not aware that it is a cosmic power, because the amount of other humans he has met could be counted on now two hands, but used to be one.
I mean, some people just got weird shit going on. How it be.
Maybe you're cursed. Or blessed, actually.
Blurst.
James, you are like the most incurious person I've ever met.
That can't be true.
I didn't say you are, just you are like the most incurious person I've ever met. You haven't like once wondered what like baseline humans do? Like if everybody...
I thought I was a baseline human!
Okay. I'm a human, and at one point I was a baseline human. Why do you think that I didn't do that?
Because you suck at shooting!
I never really tried.
Like, I never saw you with a gun. Maybe I just thought that you were bad at it.
Okay, so clearly there is some room for people to be bad at it. Therefore, not everyone can do it, right?
We haven't even gotten to, like, magic.
No magic I get.
Okay, so magic is cool... But the being on fire thing is just like a bridge too far.
No, the fact that they are both on fire and on water.
There's plenty of ways to make water burn.
Not this consistently. And
look, how about we just say it's weird magic and will that like let you wrap your head around it?
No, it will not. Because we've already brought up the fact that it isn't. So it doesn't help.
Does James still have his guns?
Yes. Well, depends. Do you allow him to have his guns?
If at any point he drew them in front of me, no.
He hasn't drawn them, so yes, he still technically has his guns.
Anyway, I finished Googling, so we can Okay. Rerail this at any moment, but honestly, okay. I'm having fun listening to this. Longest bonus episode in Boogeyman Buddy's history.
It's like, okay.
James, this is why you lose. You don't even know what you're going up against.
Surely, we've met aliens that have weird powers. There was like that dude who, like, what's his name? Recto, the space biker guy? Can't die?
God, I witnessed
him
guy.
Get, like... Yeah, he's been hanging around a couple times. I witnessed him get turned into, like, hamburger and come back from that.
Did he ever, like, chill out?
Not really.
No.
He's less
absolutely
murdery.
Not.
But I think that's because he considered us... I don't think friends, but, like... Not kill on sight people? I don't know.
God, I don't know. Maybe we can just like, okay, let's name off some other weird.
There were the space mutants. Well, I don't even know if there are mutants. They might just been like that, but there was like a whole biker group with weird shit.
Yeah,
going
I know.
On.
Those guys were just like, aliens.
Those are just aliens.
Okay.
Right. I think the weirdest one of them was that little bat girl who could make, like, the psychic blades. That, like, I have no idea, like I've met those guys a couple of times. I have no idea where she came from.
There was the one that could turn invisible. That's, like, a power.
Okay, but, yeah, that's something their entire species can do.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that one.
Hmm.
Okay, I know a guy whose power is, like, friendship, also super strength.
Okay, that first one you are definitely making up. I'm calling bullshit.
Nope.
No, you are all pulling my goddamn leg right now.
Alright, we know an undead pirate captain who can just kind of like park his boat anywhere so long as there's enough water.
Okay, but that one's magic.
The most insane life! Oh my god!
Said the spaceman.
All this stuff you've been missing out on because you never came to Earth.
Malice is just watching this and just, like, rapt attention. All right, let's get a move on. We need to get a move on. There we go.
Rerail the train.
Yes, please.
Okay. I have successfully Googled the things that I need to Google. This information Robin would have done months ago, but I have done it now just for my reference. So...